Residents of the Northwest Arctic community of Kotzebue will revisit whether or not they want the city to be dry. Since October of 2011, the city-owned Kotzebue package store has been selling alcohol. Come October 4th, local voters will decide the fate of the store when they're asked if the city should ban alcohol sales again. KNOM's Tyler Stepp reports.
Hans Nelson, resident of Kotzebue since 2009, says he led the alcohol ban solo, from initial petition through signature collection and onto the ballot.
So I was a lone soldier on the venture. You know, there were folks that wanted to volunteer and participate, but it was an opportunity for me to at least not only hear those that were concerned, but also be able to tell the story because I had done so much reading and a lot of background information involving local option.
Hans started the petition in July and by mid-August had secured the 193 voter signatures needed to put the issue on the ballot. He says it's a moral issue.
The moral side of it is that alcohol in itself has affected many of our homes, in particular to our elders, and it's also affected many of our youth.
He says the petition appeals to business arguments as well, citing concerning language on the 2015 audit of the package store's revenue.
We were unable to perform audit procedures over the package store inventory, and we issued a disclaimer of opinion on the package store major fund. There are no formal procedures for performing a physical inventory count and no policies and procedures for reconciling the general ledger to the year-end inventory listing.
Kotzebue City Attorney Joe Evans says that the language surrounding the audit isn't a sign of business mismanagement at all. He adds that is what audits are for in the first place, namely to identify better business practices, and that this year's audit has eliminated last year's problems. The package store was in the black by October 2011. Those profits have bought loaders, a new snowblower, a garbage truck, and police vehicles, amongst other community improvements and loan payments. Joe Evans says the revenue funded some larger projects as well.
The city borrowed $3.5 million from Wells Fargo Bank and used $2.2 million of that to construct a youth center and approximately $1.3 million to finish the Swan Lake small boat harbor.
As of now, $1 million of that $3.5 million has been paid off. Current package store profits go exclusively towards repaying that debt in addition to expanding the parks department and providing recreational opportunities for children and elders. If the city loses alcohol sales, they will lose an important portion of enterprise revenue. Without alcohol profits, Evans doesn't know where the city will make up the lost funds.
Municipal government does not operate at a profit. So public works, police, fire, parks and rec, none of them generate revenue. They need revenue to operate. The only enterprise activity that the city operates that generates net revenue is the package store.
If the city is unable to make the payments, they will default on the loan. Reporting in Nome, I'm Tyler Stupp.